is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Sunday before Christmas. One of my favorites of the year. Why wouldn't it be one of yours? So many good things happening today. I hope they're happening at your place too. Santa. He'll be visiting shortly. He'll be here later on in the hour. Is he wandering around out there? Gabby, have you seen Santa yet?
Nope.
No? We're going to make a call in just a minute. I hope he shows up. We have several people running around in here today. Rusty Sempre running off. Definitely with the Christmas spirit. Gabby is an elf Santa brought with him. Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. Santa will be making phone calls a little bit. If you would like your child or grandchild to receive a call from Santa, dial us up here. We have other elves running around taking calls. That's 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. If you need us to make a long-distance call, that's not a problem today. Again, Santa will be here. Actually, there goes the phone already. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. It will be making calls a little later in the hour. Let me do a little paperwork here and thank the folks on Lynchburg's 89.9 for listening today. And our support also coming from L. Oppelman's. Having a holiday sales event going on now, which offers Fender electric guitar packages and drum kits, acoustic guitars. L. Oppelman also has violins and banjos, mandolins, music accessories, as well as PA rentals. They have offers on jewelry brands like David Yurman, Tiffany & Company, and Rolex. Still looking for a gift? You can find the right gift downtown at L. Oppelman in Lynchburg, 909 Main Street. We will be doing our regular reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Once again, it's a nonprofit, How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. We will be doing that in just a minute. For those of you, Santa? All right, yes. We're going to do a quick phone call. Yeah, Santa, you're going to do a quick call. All right.
Jacob. Hopefully Jacob is home.
Hello?
Hello, this is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here and he'd like to talk to Jacob.
Jacob? Is this Jacob?
Yes?
Jacob in Elkton? Well, how are you today, sir?
Good.
Merry Christmas! Well, almost Merry Christmas. You still have 1 week to go. Can you make it for one more week?
Yes.
Now, is it the truth I heard that some of the other kids at Riverbend Elementary were trying to tell you I wasn't still around? Is that true?
Yes.
Now, we all know that's not true, don't we?
Yep.
What can we bring you? Gabby's got the boys and girls loading the sleigh. What can we put on there for you?
I might want video games.
Video games? Well, we have a few, but that doesn't get you outside. How about something outside? Hey, Gabby, do we have any more dirt bikes out there?
I think we do.
Oh, how about that, Jacob? How about that dirt bike you've always wanted?
Yes.
All right, we're going to see if we can put one together for you. Now, you be good. It's another whole week, okay?
Okay.
Oh, all right, Jacob. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Santa, run on. Do your thing. I know you got a big long list of stuff to check. We'll be doing calls a little later on in the hour as soon as Santa gets back in here. All right, but we're going to do this now. So call us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And we will be making calls a little later on in the hour. But now, how about we do this? A little WNRN reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one knows quite the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks and wands. Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo picks, then run out and get some more. Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz o' fuzz and blipper bloops and buzz o' buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof and plant. Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of dafflers and 3 miles of snappers too. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub. Trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in
tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoop-hoop-fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle-finks. And trim up the tree with fizzle-finks and wands.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow he knew all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast feast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together. With Christmas bells ringing, they'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said,
giddy up!
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their towns. All their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air, all the Whos were all dreaming with sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square,
"This is stop number one,"
the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row.
"These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go."
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums, and he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimbley.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 1/2 foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile."
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
"And now,"
grinned the Grinch,
"I will stuff up the tree."
And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
"Why, my little sweet tot,"
the fake Santa Claus lied,
"there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side, so I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here."
And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
"You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn, all the who's still abed, all the who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings, 3,000 feet up. Up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Poo-poo to those, he was grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're finding out now as they're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a moment or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low. Then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry. Very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or fags. Then he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Thank you, Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, doing our regular reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Again, it's a non-profit issue there, How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. background from the CD How the Grinch Stole Christmas, produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel. The album produced by Jesse Kay, digitally remastered by Suhagur at Polygram Studios.
Brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And it is 11:27 here on the Wake Up Call. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Partly cloudy in Lynchburg and Richmond today, but mostly sunny elsewhere. Highs in the mid-40s. Clear tonight. Lows 25 to 30. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy, highs 50 to 55. Right now, it's a pretty nice day outside, 36 in the valley, 43 in Lynchburg, 41 in Richmond, 39 in Charlottesville. Let me take a moment and thank Dixon Disposal for their support. When Dixon picks up your trash, they sort and separate it for recycling. Dixon also offers single-stream recycling during the regular trash pickup. Means you can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. For more information, it's DixonDisposal.com. Dial them at 434-978-2111. Let me also thank The Backyard for their support. It is UVA Corner's culinary secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue. The Backyard has a seasonal menu, daily specials, and a rotating list of beers on tap. The Backyard is now open on Sundays, serving brunch, then a pub food menu until close. You can call them at 202-8215, thebackyarduva.com, or visit them on their Facebook page. All right, Santa's going to be in a sec. We'll be taking numbers for people to call. I see the phone ringing now. Give us a second. Santa's needs a lot of attention for just a sec. But Santa will be with us in just a moment. Thank you for being with us today. This is the Sunday morning wake-up call, our reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Santa is wandering his way around the studio. He's got a lot to do. He never hangs up with that iPhone, does he? Always checking in on people and with people. We're going to be taking some calls in just a second. Gabby, are you back in action over there?
Yep.
That's what we need. Santa always has someone with him every year. It's amazing. All right, so we got some calls here to make. Make a couple local calls. Forget, you can call us if you have someone that you would like Santa to call. Dial us up. Give us the name and information. Sean and Leslie are with us today. And Allison Santa.
Hello? This is Gabby the Elf. This is Gabby the Elf, and I have Santa Claus here to talk to Lawrence and Allison.
Who is it?
Hello? Hello, it's Santa. How are you?
Santa.
Who?
Santa!
Well, talk to him.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, is this Allison?
Yes.
No, this is Lauren.
Is this Lauren? How are you, Lauren?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
It's my favorite time of year. How about for you?
It's very fun at Christmas because we have 2 weeks off of vacation for winter break.
2 weeks? I work as hard as ever right now. I don't get any vacation at Christmas time. What are you doing with your time off?
Well, this afternoon we're going to go bowling with Cameron.
Well, before you go away, let me ask you, what can we bring you for Christmas?
My dad's going to get me a microscope, and then I wanted a energy science kit to go along with the microscope.
Ooh.
A science kit. That's what my dad was going to get me, a science kit that was the microscope one.
Well, what can Santa bring you?
Huh?
What can we bring you on the sleigh?
I really want an energy science kit.
Okay. Gabby, you have that information?
Yep.
Lauren, is Allison there?
Allison, come here, girl. Santa wants to talk to you.
Uh-oh, Santa, I think Allison's being shy.
Oh. Well, can we leave a message for her?
I will give her the message, Santa.
All right. You remind Allison that even at age 6, you still have to be good for one more week.
Allison, Santa says even though you're 6, you still have to be good for this whole week.
Okay, Allison?
You sure you don't want to tell Santa what you want? Yeah, hold on.
Here, do you want to have a private talk?
Well, why don't you tell your sister what you want to tell Santa, and your sister will tell her. Tell Lauren. Santa, she is being really shy.
That's okay.
What I'll do is I'll have her send a letter to you.
All right. Well, you tell Allison and Lauren and everybody else, Merry Christmas!
And Merry Christmas to you, Santa, and don't work so hard.
Oh, if I have to wait until the new year for that.
Well, have a great day, Santa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Santa. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I don't know, Gabby. What do you do when someone won't tell Santa exactly what they would like for Christmas?
Well, I guess we just have to assume.
But what are you going to assume for Allison, who's 6?
Well, considering her gender and age, I guess we could pick something off that list.
All right, so we've got, we are taking calls here. Call us with the information. We will get Santa to dial up. Let's see, we have a couple long distance. By the way, in case you weren't sure, this is the Charlie Brown Christmas music in the background, the Vince Guaraldi Trio. If it's not in your iTunes or CD pack, it certainly should be. All right, let's see. Next we're going to call Taylor and Jordan. Those are both young women.
Hello?
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 you're calling to talk to Jordan and Taylor. Are they available? Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Santa!
How are y'all doing today?
Good!
I have Gabby with me, Gabby the Elf. Gabby?
Merry Christmas!
Yeah.
Merry
Christmas!
Gabby is helping me load the sled. What can we bring you?
I want a princess Barbie doll and a teacher Barbie doll.
A Barbie art doll teacher for you, Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure that gets in the sled.
Can I have a Kinect?
Say that one more time.
Can I have a Kinect and a rainbow light?
I think we have some rainbow lights out there, do we, Gabby?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
Gabby says we can probably get you a rainbow light, but you know you have another whole week to be good.
Yes.
Can I ask you a favor? Something to be good for Santa, please?
Yes, sir. Can
you leave me a couple carrots for the reindeer, please?
Yes.
You know, when we get to your house, that's a good stopping point. We need to keep the reindeer full of energy.
Okay.
All right, we're going to call some other kids. Now, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
All right. So, Gabby, you got to tell me, what are some of the best things that Santa has going on in the workshop?
Well, we get free health care.
Do you? That's good benefits to work at the North Pole.
Yeah.
Do you get sick a lot, though?
Well, a lot of us get colds.
Oh, goodness. It's good to know that Gabby has a sense of humor. All right, 11:39 here on the wake-up call. Santa's in the studio. He's wandering around. He's got a lot of stuff to keep track of with his, I don't know if that's an iPod or a droid, but lots going on. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. If you need Santa to call, please, just kids. Just kids of the proper age, please. Dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Danielle and Sarah.
You're free.
Hello?
In residence, please.
Hello?
Message.
Hello?
Great, thanks.
Hello?
This
Hello?
Is Gabby the Elf. Oh. I have Santa Claus here.
Merry Christmas!
Hello?
Hello, how are you today?
Good.
We're doing some last minute checkups. Is this Sarah?
No.
Is this Danielle?
Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas! Are you going to talk to me now? I have a lot of kids to call. Just wanted to make sure that you know you need to be...
I have a naughty and nice.
Well, I have you on the I'm not sure list. Are you going to be nice for the rest of the week?
Yes.
Well, what can we bring you?
Jingles.
A jingle? A jingle husky dog?
Yes.
Can we put that in the sleigh for you?
Yes.
Okay, somebody mark that down. Gabby?
I got it.
One jingle husky dog for Danielle.
Okay, here's Sarah.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Sarah, how are you today?
Good.
Now, you're 11 now, right?
Yeah.
So you're probably not sure if Santa actually going to bring you something. But I just wanted to call and tell you, we'll be there. You don't have to believe, but we'll be there. What would you like us to bring you?
A life-size cardboard cutout of SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, you know, those are on the needy list. I think we need some more. How about, you know what? You're 11 now, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting to be a grown woman?
Sure.
How about some makeup?
Some what?
Some makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I have that set aside in your box. All right. Tell your sister that you still need to be good for another whole week.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
By the way, for those who are wondering, Sarah asked for the makeup. Santa didn't suggest the makeup. And some kids do have the mental capabilities to recognize that they don't need makeup. It just helps them feel more mature. Alright, Sunday morning wake up call, 11:40.
Sunday morning wake-up call brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, it's The Hook's 2011 Person of the Year. For those involved from big crime to big business, open government secrecy, read about all the candidates and then the winner and the radical power grab that put that person at the top. A UVA law student is banned from school property after being charged with breaking into the registrar's office. And the Occupy Charlottesville naked protester explains why she occupied downtown without any clothes. That's The Hook, a weekly wonderland. And today's programming brought to you by Blue Ridge Graphics. They're at Meade Avenue and East High Street serving Charlottesville with custom t-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746. Online, it's brgtshirts.com. Let's see, 11:44 on the wake-up call. We've got a couple phone calls left here. We probably have time to do one or maybe two more if you have a family member you would like to get a phone call from Santa. It is the last Sunday before Christmas. I try and do this every year, both for the kids' entertainment and for yours, and how Santa gets a little scratchy voice as it gets closer to closer to Christmas Day, doesn't he, Gabby?
Yes, he does.
He's got you guys working hard?
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys doing on your free time?
We don't actually have a lot of free time.
When do you get free time, and what do you do with it?
Most our free time is at nighttime, and, well, we're sleeping then.
That's Gabby the Elf. He's here with Santa today, helping keep his stuff together. Helping Santa keep his schedule intact and on time. Let me thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support today. You can find Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is where your happiness is their priority. At Blue Ridge, you can return your gear and apparel purchases at any time for any reason. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is at Barracks Road in Charlottesville. They have three locations in Richmond. For more store information, it's BRMS.com.
coming up. Let's see. A local call to Clay and Gray. Is that correct? Elves out front. Sean? Leslie? Is that who this is for? Clay and Gray? Is that the proper name for a...
This is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here, looking for Clay and Gray.
I'm Gray.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Oh, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're busy, busy, busy! But we're checking our list, and I see that you're in the middle. You have both naughty and nice checked by your name. Is that true?
I don't know. No.
Is your brother doing that?
No, my brother's been nice.
Oh, all right. Well, good. I'll break out the eraser. We'll fix that. What can we bring you for Christmas?
I really want a bunny, but I don't know if my mom would let me have one.
Well, I can't make any promises. I'll have to call her later tonight.
Yay!
Well, I have a request from you. Can you leave me some cookies tonight?
Yes.
We need cookies, and I don't like milk anymore. I need some orange juice.
Okay.
How about your brother? Is he there?
No. Yes. Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Oh, what can we bring you on next Sunday?
Well, I kind of want a gerbil, but my mom also won't really let me get a gerbil.
No, no animals in the sled. That's dangerous. It gets really cold out there. What else can we get you?
A PS3.
Oh, that might be something we can work out. Gabby, what do you think?
I might suggest an Xbox.
Oh, PS3. All right. I'll see what we can do, Clay.
Well, my friend Grayson, he like an airsoft gun, too.
Ooh, an airsoft gun.
If the bunny doesn't work out.
If the bunny doesn't work out.
Oh. Well, I think we could work those things out.
Love you, Santa.
All right. We gotta move on. Time to go. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Don't forget my cookies.
All right. Santa's working it hard. 11:50 on the wake up call. Santa, Gabby have stopped by here. Drew Thompson just walked in the door. He'll be here at noon for WNRN's Les Temps Purdue. Drew will be featuring the best in 80s and 90s alternative with bands like Tuscadero, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Roxy Music, as well as your requests. You can call up at noon and start making requests from Drew Thompson for Les Temps Purdue, brought to you in part by Caliente. Gabby, Santa stepped outside for a second. What do the elves do at Christmas time in terms of celebration? You guys give gifts to one another? Do you save yourself for like St. Patrick's Day? I mean, what's your big time?
Well, we also play Secret Santa up there. We get a hat, we put in different elves' names, and we make presents for each other.
Really?
Yeah.
What are some good gifts that you have given as well as received?
Us elves like
heavy clothes up there. It's very cold.
I can see that. Do you make them?
Yep.
Or do you, like, order from Amazon or something?
We make them stitch by stitch.
All right, let's see. We do have, it's 11:52. We're going to have time for, I got two in front of me. We'll probably have time for one more on top of that. If you would like to give a gift of a phone call from Santa to your child, your grandchild, etc., 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Dial us up quickly. Is this Ander? Sean McCord? Ander? All right, Gabby, we're calling Ander.
Hey.
Hello, this is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here for Ander.
Ander, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Santa, to you.
How are you doing?
Fine.
It's, you know, it's only one more week until the big day.
Yeah.
Oh, we're calling around and checking on everyone, and I have you down as very, very nice. So what can we bring you for Christmas?
I want a toilet friend.
Oh, that sounds important.
What?
That sounds very special for you. Gabby had a suggestion.
What?
Gabby thought about drums.
What I want.
You want some drums?
Yeah.
What does your mom and dad say about that?
Say...
Yeah. Well, you be good for the rest of the week, okay?
Okay.
Oh, make sure to leave me something to drink.
Okay.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here on the wake-up call, finishing up our last hour before Christmas. Next Sunday, we will have a show. It is pre-recorded. We will be talking with one of UVA's professors of anthropology about Christmas, the history of Christmas, not just the United States, but Christmas around the world, other winter celebrations. It's actually pretty fascinating. To listen to. Of course, you can listen to it live if you're wandering around baking, preparing food for the day. Maybe you don't celebrate Christmas and you have something to do on Sunday while no other place is open. You can listen to WNRN's Wake Up Call, and of course, you can also hear it by podcast. This show will be podcast a little later today or in the week. Hopefully you'll check it out. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. All right, I think I got one more call here. Violet, calling Violet, Gabby.
Hello.
This is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here for a violet.
Okay. Hi.
Merry Christmas, Violet. How are you?
Good.
Oh, you know, we're packing everything up. It takes a lot of time to fill that sleigh. We want to make sure we have the right thing for you. What can we bring you?
A piano and American Girl.
American Girl.
That piano's really big. I don't know if I can get that, but American Doll?
American Girl.
American Girl. But you can bring my tiny piano.
Yes, that's true. I like that American Doll. Those are really cool. Yes. Which one?
I don't know. It's not freckles and blonde hair and long hair.
Okay, I'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Can you be good for the rest of the week?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
And I have a new baby sister.
Oh.
She's only 4 days old.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's your special present right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
I love you, Santa. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, we love you, too. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that, boys and girls, is what Christmas is all about. People say they love Santa. All right, well, you can argue with me about whether or not that's really what Christmas is all about, but that's the spirit of Christmas, if not the meaning. All right, Drew Thompson, are you ready to take over? I see Santa's running out the door. Gabby, what do you guys have left to do for the last bit of the week? Santa's already rushed out. Thank you for coming, Santa. I know it's a busy time, but we appreciate your half hour or so here. Gabby's already waving you out. What have you guys got left for the day?
We just got to finish filling the sleigh, and then we're pretty much done for the year.
All right. I hope you guys will come back next year.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it. Happy holidays to everyone. From the wake-up call from WNRN, Santa, Gabby, Drew Thompson is here, Sean McCord, Leslie Baskfield with us today. Just getting the spirit of things, so maybe she'll come back more frequently. All right, everyone. I'll be back in 2 weeks for a live program with Lee Channing. Get your psychic readings to start the new year.
WNRN. The Wake Up Call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.